Hi, I'm Cece. I brought the book, The Count of Monte Cristo, for you today. Who is the mysterious Count of Monte Cristo, and how did he acquire his magnificent wealth? This rip-roaring tale of revenge is packed with adventure, from daring prison escapes to hidden treasures and duels at dawn. I'm sure you're ready to read this book as I am. Well, let's start. Chapter 1, Marseille. The sails of the Farin shimmered in the winter sun as the ship came into Marseille's docks. Edmond Dantès climbed onto the bowsprit, gazing wide-eyed across the clutter of warehouses that lined the waterfront. It had been a long and difficult voyage, and he was thrilled to be home. But on the docks, Mr. Morel, the ship's owner, greeted him with a worried frown. "Where's Captain Leclerc?" he asked. Edmund smiled sadly. He told Mr. Morel how Captain Leclerc had died of fever. As second mate, he had taken command of the ship himself for the rest of their trade voyage.
"But there's something Dantès has not reported," a voice said. It was Danglars, the ship's accountant.
He was a shrewd-looking man, who always had a sneer on his face, especially for Edmund.
"Edmund has not said that we stopped at Alba," he told Mr. Morel.
Morel's face darkened. The island of Alba was where France's previous ruler, Napoleon Bonaparte, was being held prisoner. All ships were banned from stopping there.
"Is this true?" Mr. Morel asked.
"It is," Edmund said. "Before Captain Leclerc died, he asked me to deliver a letter to the island."
"Then it is settled," Morel announced. "Edmund was simply loyal to his captain, as I am sure others will be to him."
"You mean Edmund is to be made captain?" Danglars seethed.
"I do," Morel said, "if you accept Edmund."
A beaming smile spread across Edmund's face. Him, a captain! But before he could reply, he saw a beautiful young woman running towards him through the crowds. It was Mercedes, his fiancée. Mercedes leaped into Edmund's arms, blushing with delight. As they kissed, though, Edmund spotted a gloomy figure watching them from the shadows.
"Who are you, sir?" he demanded.
Mercedes pulled the man closer. "Edmund, this is my cousin Fernand. He looked after me while you were away." Edmund grasped Fernand's hand and shook it firmly.
"Then you can be the first to hear the news, Fernand. I'm to become captain of the Farin. And tomorrow, Mercedes will become my wife."
Laughing, Edmund twirled Mercedes in his arms. He was so happy right then, so happy, in fact, that he failed to notice the jealous hatred in Fernand's eyes. Chapter 2. Conspiracy. Waves crashed angrily against the jetty as Fernand Mondego stormed furiously to the end of the dock. His whole body trembled with rage. He couldn't bear to see Mercedes with another man.
"Why did Dantès ever return?" he cried.
"Be careful with what you say," a voice answered. "Edmund has many friends round here."
Danglars sat outside a tavern with his account papers spread across a table.
"What do you want?" Fernand spat.
"Merrily to share a toast," Danglars said, pouring a glass of wine.
"To Edmond Dantès, future captain of the Farin and husband to the fair Mercedes."
Fernand's face turned livid red. He snatched Danglars' glass and smashed it to the floor.
"I hate Edmond Dantès," he cried.
Calmly, Danglars poured himself another drink. He too hated Dantès. He had worked hard on the Farin and felt that it should be him, not Edmond, who was made captain.
"What if there was a way to make him go away again?" he said.
You can marry Mercedes, and I would become captain. If only there was, Ferdinand groaned, then I would do it, however hard.
Dangler's lips curled into a sinister smile. He rustled among his papers, finding a blank sheet. Then he dipped his quill into his inkpot.
It isn't hard at all, he said. We simply have to write a letter.